Good morning. It's good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. We may be a little few in number this morning, but we're strong in the Spirit. Amen. And we're looking for what God might have for us. We didn't have even a handful for choir this morning. So you're going to be the choir. We're going to do things the old-fashioned way. And we're going to sing some hymns this morning. We don't usually take a lot of opportunity to do that. But that's what we're going to try and do this morning. If you will, take a hymnal, turn over to page number 177, page 177. Let's everybody in the house stand this morning and sing, "Are You Washed in the Blood?" All right, everyone sing now.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are you spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
On the last,
lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
If you would just remain standing, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Brother Ceylon, would you pray for us this morning? I think you can be seated. Turn over to page 139. Page 139, let's all sing together, "At Calvary." Number 341, page 341, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus."
Jesus.
Of the Lord this morning. If you're visiting with us today, you are our special guest, and we just thank you for choosing Calvary today as your place of worship. And I just pray that you feel at home today in the house of the Lord. I have a special card that Cassie sent to us this morning. I'd like to read for you. It says, "Dear church family, my heart is so full of love and appreciation for you all. Thank you so much for the outpouring of prayers, messages, food, and help during my recent surgery and recovery. I felt your support every step of the way, and there's no doubt your prayers brought me comfort and healing. I love and appreciate each of you, and I look forward to joining you in person as soon as I'm able." So please be much in prayer for Miss Cassie as she recovers. It hasn't been the easiest recovery, I understand, so she's been going through some pretty rough times, so just continue to lift her in prayer. One of the notes in our bulletin this morning says, please notice all of those that are on the prayer list, and we have a lot, and a lot of folks are going through some difficult times. Some are traveling today. Please remember them in prayer. Also, I know that they had a great time over at the children's home, thanks to everyone that was able to go and help there on Friday. I understand that was a great, great event. I wasn't able to make it there, but I understand that that was a great time. Also, on the back of your bulletin, you might want to go back and read that sometime this week. It talks about our nation, and it was an article by Billy Graham on the back of the bulletin, so it would you would love to see that. Also, of course, please remember this evening, 5 o'clock, Brother Dwayne will be bringing our Bible study this week, this evening, again tonight, on the purpose of the church. So you lift him in prayer. And I ask that you please pray for me this morning as we have the message today. So I believe I have something that will help us all. It might be just for me, but I would venture to doubt it. I believe it would be a help. Yes, Ms. Sherry. That's the last Sunday in July.
July 26th.
Okay. Yes, it is in the bulletin. So please take note of that. July 26th, 5 o'clock, Christmas in July. Have a great time. Fundraiser, special music, food. Hey, that's a Baptist way, man. We'll enjoy it. It'll be a great time together and a great time of fellowship. So please remember that. Well, let's go to the Lord again in a word of prayer and ask God's blessing on the service this morning. Brother Don, would you lead us as we pray? How about turn over to page number 57 if you need it? Page 57, let's sing together Amazing Grace. Forces of God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's so good to me. Amen. Thank you. Yes.
I wanted to tell you I wasn't here last Sunday to tell you thank you for singing Leonard's song. The 24th, it was 1 year, and it was yesterday for me. It was just strange feeling. But anyway, 66 years and 1 month, we'll be married. Childhood friends.
Thankful for what you said, and it goes right along with the message this morning. As a matter of fact, We've got a couple of extra minutes. Does anybody else have something that you'd just like to praise the Lord for right quick before we start on the message this morning?
Strength.
Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord for strength. Hassan?
Thank God this church, because my mom was in the hospital a long time ago. You guys prayed for everything else to heal.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Just a praise for God. Anyone else? Praise for the Lord. He's been good to you, and you can't help it. You got to tell him. All right. Very well. Well, thank you again.
I know this has been a little bit of a different
morning as far as the music is concerned. That's just what we felt like would be good today. Just go back and sing some of the old hymns. Because what a friend we have in Jesus. And I'm thankful for his amazing grace that saved an old wretch like me. And God is so good. He's been so good to me. You may not be able to stand and tell it this morning, but if you can, you should just be thankful to the Lord for his goodness for you. And I know that you are. I want you this morning to turn with me to the book of Matthew. To the book of Matthew. And let's look over in chapter number 26. I believe Brother Brian is speaking somewhere this morning, so please pray for him and for the home as they travel. Amanda and them are away on vacation, and pray that the Lord bring them all back safely this week in the next couple of days or so. And a lot of folks are traveling. I think some others are traveling today, and so pray that the Lord would just be with them. And it's amazing this morning that you would hear something like, "Thank you for what a friend we have in Jesus." And I am determined to go to the house of the Lord. To me, that speaks volumes, Duane. It just does. Because if you're willing to take that extra step and go a little farther, there's no telling what the Lord might do for you. And that's what I want to talk to you just for a few moments about this morning. But in the book of Matthew, chapter number 26, you will notice in 26, if you got headings above the words there in your Bible, you'll notice that we have just gone through in chapter 26. We have just experienced the Lord's Supper. And Jesus is seated at the with the 12 at the table. And he has just declared that someone at the table is going to betray him. And we know that to be Judas. They've also had a foot washing here at the table. And we've had the woman come in and pour and anoint the oil with the sweet oil from the alabaster box. And the disciples said, boy, what a waste that was. But we have seen that how she anointed the Lord with that oil. And then we notice in that same chapter the denial of Peter. And it was said, before the cock crows, Peter, you'll deny me three times. I couldn't help this morning after reading over the scripture a little bit. This morning I walked outside, and in my neighborhood somewhere in the distance, somebody's got a rooster. And I had just got through reading those verses, and I walked out there and I heard him. I thought, well, thank you, Lord. Appreciate that. Before the cock crows, you'll deny me three times. We've got Peter's denial. But I want you to look with me in verse number 36 of chapter number 26 of the book of Matthew. And it says, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and two sons of Zebedee, we know that to be James and John, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And then notice that it says in verse number 39, is what I want to use for a text today, and he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. I love the way that it's worded in the book of Luke. It says, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. In verse number 43 in that same book, it says, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. But in verse number 39 of Matthew 26, and he went a little farther. He went a little farther than the normal. The Bible says that he went about a stone's throw, a little farther than the rest. Here Jesus was met by the Father at one of his most powerful times of prayer in his life. The Bible said that he began to pray, and it was as if though his sweat became as drops of blood and fell to the ground. There is power by going a little farther. The Bible teaches us in the book of Mark that when Jesus came walking on the water, the scripture tells us that the storms were raging. The disciples were afraid. And he came walking on the sea. And they looked out in the midst of that storm and thought that it was a ghost. But it was the Lord Jesus walking on the water. He could have passed them by, the Bible said. But they cried out to him. They went a little farther, if you will. And he wanted to help them. The Lord was testing them. And sometimes we have to be tested. Sometimes we have to be tried in order to go the extra mile, in order to go a little farther. But they went a little farther, and they cried out to him. Look with me this morning in the book of Mark at some more very familiar scripture. Turn with me to Mark chapter number 10. Mark chapter number 10, and I want us to look at a few verses this morning. In verses 46 through 48, somewhere around there. Mark chapter number 10, beginning with verse number 46, and it says, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging." As I read through that, I was reminded of the song that Brother Randy sung just last Sunday. It said, "My name is Bartimaeus, and no one cares if I live or die. I just sit here all day long begging while the people just pass on by. But here sits Bartimaeus on the side of the road," and it says, "and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many of them charged him that he should hold his peace." They were saying, "Bartimaeus, why don't you just stop? That's enough. We've heard it enough. You need to stop." Many charged him to hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And then in verse number 49, notice it says, "And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him," we know that the Lord knows all things. Would you agree with me? There's nothing that takes him by surprise. He knows, I hate to say this, he knows that the very hair of our head are numbered. And I hit a lamp yesterday and knocked a few more off, it seems like. I got a big old knot up there. It don't take him as long to count the hairs of my head anymore, Dwayne. But he knows all things. So if he knows all things, do you not think that he knew that Bartimaeus was blind? Of course he did. But notice, verse 51, "And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What will thou that I should do unto thee?' The blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I may receive my sight.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way." I couldn't help but think about that story and what that must have really been like. You got old Bartimaeus, he's been sitting over here on the side of the road all of this time. He's got on his cloak, and he's sitting there. He can't see anything. Anybody in here ever been around someone that's blind? All they know is noise. They don't know anything about seeing anything. Probably don't know a lot about feeling a lot of things. All they know is noise and what's going on. And you hear this great crowd of people, the Bible said, coming down the road. And here's Bartimaeus sitting over here, but he notices something very different than he's heard before. And he heard someone call out the name Jesus. It always makes a difference when Jesus passes by. Amen. And Bartimaeus said, whoa, what was that I heard? Jesus, thou son of David. And they said, Bartimaeus, would you stop? That's enough. Calm it down, son. We don't want to hear it. He's not coming your way. Jesus, thou son of David. I love this. The Bible says, and Jesus stood still. When someone calls out on the Lord, Brother Don, and they're earnestly praying and seeking for him to do something for them, it stopped Jesus in his tracks. Have you ever got the attention of the Lord and him just stop everything and come to your rescue? If you think about it, every one of us in this building probably, if we know the Lord, have called on him at one time or another. And it seemed as if, though, Brother Ceylon, that it just stopped Jesus in his tracks. They said, and he said, hey, bring him to me. Oh, Bartimaeus stands up. He drops his cloak off, throws that thing on the ground, and he is headed to Jesus. He said, let him come my way. Bring him over here. I can imagine he's probably going through the crowd a lot like this. And the only thing he knows is he can hear the Lord. And the Lord said, Bartimaeus. He said, Lord. He said, Lord. There's something about calling out to the Lord. It said in one verse of Scripture, it said he called him Rabboni. Master, Lord, healer. He was calling on the one. Amen. And he said, Bartimaeus, what would you have me to do for you? He said, Lord, that you would give me my sight. Amen is right. Can't you just imagine? And the Bible said that Jesus said that you are healed. Go your way. Can you imagine when the scales begin to fall off and the first thing he lays eyes on is the Lord Jesus? And the Bible says that he went and he followed after. I bet he did. Amen. Hey, he wouldn't be getting far away from me, would he? You? The Lord done healed him. He's able to see for the very first time in his life. He wouldn't be getting very far away from me. He called him Lord. You know why? Because Bartimaeus was willing to go a little farther. He was willing to go a little farther. He cried out to him. He went a little farther. Then I want you to notice this morning, maybe we're here this morning, but you are so blinded by the things of the world that you cannot see the Lord Jesus. The volume of the world is turned up, and all you can do is hear the things of the world, see the things of the world. We are so blinded by the things of the world that we don't see the Lord when he has come our way. We might even have the volume of the world turned up so loud that we can't even hear him when he comes our way. Do you sense the presence of the Lord in this place today? If you're here this morning and you've never accepted the Lord as your Savior, do you know that today could be the day of your salvation? Maybe you're here today and you're just brokenhearted. You need the Lord just to touch you and to give you what you stand in need of. Would you be willing to do like Bartimaeus did? And he cried out unto the Lord, thou son of David. I wonder if we realize this morning, maybe we just need those blinders to come off of us, the scales to come off of us. Sometimes we are tested to see if we have a desire to truly follow after and hunger after the Lord and what he has for us, to see if we have the faith. Notice with me this morning that just because we are in a place to pray doesn't always mean that we do pray. This is called the house of prayer, is it not? It's also called a place of worship. Just because we're here to worship in a worship service doesn't mean that we do worship. Man, we could be here this morning and our minds be as far from here as possible. Our minds are on the crock pot at home and what we got cooked up for lunch. Our minds are on what we got that we've got to go through next week. Maybe we got doctor visits next week, and our minds are so far from this place that we've come into a house of worship, but we may not worship. Here, blind Bartimaeus hears Jesus coming through the town, and he begins to cry out, "Lord, have mercy on me." Jesus said, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and went and followed Jesus on the road. You know why? Because he was willing to go a little farther. You know, there's an old song. You all know what it is. I know it might sound a little silly, but you remember that song that said, "Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want." Y'all ever heard that? That old spiritual song? "Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want." Do you have Jesus on the main line? Can you get in touch with him? Remember when we used to watch Batman when we was a kid? They had a bat phone down there. You always get in touch with Batman on the bat phone. But hey, Jesus has a line that's always open that we can get in touch with him. If we're willing to call him, he is there for us and will supply whatever the need that we might have. A story continues on the road to Emmaus. After the resurrection of Jesus, two disciples walked in sorrow, unaware that Jesus himself was with them. He spoke to them, taught them of the scriptures, and explained how all things pointed to him. Only when they invited him to stay did the miracle of the revelation occur. The scripture even notes, "And when Jesus made as though he would have gone farther," you see, he was testing their faith as well. Sometimes the Lord requires us to go a little farther, take a little extra effort. There's some folks that struggled to get down the hallway this morning, but they're here in the house of God today to worship the Lord. Amen? That does my heart good. It does my heart good to go a little farther, to receive the blessings that he has for us. Sometimes Jesus is asking us, "What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you?" That word "ask" means a great deal. The word "ask" means ask and you shall receive. Maybe that's the reason we don't have. The Bible said you have not because you ask not. So if you want something from the Lord, just ask him. He's our Father. We can go to him. We can ask him. And he is faithful and he is just. The letter S means seek and ye shall find him. So we ask him, we seek him, and you know the last one. The letter K means knock. It says knock, and it shall be opened. You have not because you ask not. Maybe the door's not opening because you're not knocking. Maybe the Lord's knocking and you're not opening the door. I'm thankful for the book of Philippians, chapter number 4 and verse number 19. You know that by heart. But it says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." I don't know about you, but I have seen him supply my need. And I am thankful for it. "For my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." What do you want the Lord to do for you? Are you willing to ask the Lord to do what you need? How far would you be willing to go to see God do something in your life? What do you need Him to do? Would you be willing to go a little farther? What do we need God to do at Calvary? I don't know if you've noticed, but we still in need of a pastor. Are we willing to go a little farther? I have noticed, I don't know about you, but I have noticed, I'm going to share something with you this morning, and I'll close with this here in just a few minutes. God, I don't have such a hard time, I've said this over and over, Brother Snyder has preached it and taught it, pounded it. I don't have such a hard time understanding God's will. What I have such a hard time about is understanding God's timing. I don't think He's working on the same time we are. I mean, California's about 3 hours behind, but I'm telling you, I believe God's working on a way different time scale than we are. About a year ago now, somewhere around there, Terry and I had begun to pray about selling our home. I'm retired. Hallelujah. That don't mean I don't work. That just means I don't have a full-time job. I've got part-time jobs, it seems, everywhere. But we started praying about what God would have for us as we get into this new page of our life of retirement. And one of the things that we really felt God was speaking to us about was selling our home. And I know I've shared some of this in times past, but I've just got to praise Him this morning. You'll see why. So we put the house on the market. Really felt like that was God's will. And we started looking, and we found a little house. Oh, the first one we went to, we just fell in love with it. Ain't that the way it goes? House still not sold, then fell in love with something else. We went out there about four times, five times. Every now and then I still drive by there. But we loved that little place, and we thought, this is just perfect for us. This is going to be great. Didn't work out. We called, made the guy an offer, said we need to have a, you know what a contingency plan is? That means we can't buy it till our sales, but would you please hold it for us until then? He said, brother, I love you and all, but we ain't going to be able to do that. We can't do a contingency contract. So we walked away from that house, Terry's heart broken. I said, don't worry, honey, we'll find something. God's got the place for us. Again, that was a little over a year ago. We've gone, I've rode. We got to the point, I've shared this with you, that I started just doing drive-bys. I'm not in a gang. Don't worry. I can't say I don't take a gun with me. I take guns with me everywhere I go, being in law enforcement. But I would go and I would do drive-bys because I thought, if it don't look good from the road, there ain't no sense in bringing everybody out here to see it. Get the heart broken again, you understand? So I have done so many drive-bys, I couldn't even tell you. If I found a good one, I'd go get Terry and I'd say, hey, look, got something we need to go and see. So, again, our house was on the market, and I'll try and kind of cut to the chase here. And it got to where it was just Deadsville. The very first people, though, that came and looked at our house put a contract on it. I thought, hallelujah, this is God right here. And within a few days, backed out. This is like an emotional roller coaster. Am I right? And I'm getting somewhere with this, just hang in there. It became to the point where I said, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to live through this. This is rough. But I said, Lord, what would you have for us to do? And honestly, as I'm standing here this morning, He said, I've got this. Y'all just relax. And we're just going to need to go a little farther. We're going to just go a little farther. We've got a few more steps and a few more turns to make. Well, along about the holidays, you know how many houses sell during the holidays? Like, seems like zero. We were not getting any showings. It was like crickets. But you know what you do when you got your house on the market? Every morning you got to get up and make up all the beds. You got to clean everything all up. You got to tuck everything all away because you just know that you're going to get a call for a showing on the house. And when you get one, we have animals. You got to go home. You got to get the animals and go somewhere and hide while everybody just takes their time walking through your lovely home. And still, nothing. Crickets. It came to the point that one day, I said, Lord, we really need your help. If nothing else, could you just give us a showing so we'll just know that you're still working in this matter and this is still the direction that you want us to go and that you do really want us to go a little farther? I promise you, it wasn't 5 minutes till the phone rings. I didn't even tell Terry. I just in there praying because I know she's discouraged. I'm getting discouraged. I'm about ready just to throw in a towel and quit on this thing. Terry comes in the kitchen. She says, we got to get everything done, cleaned up, and we got to get out of here. We got to show it. It wasn't 5 minutes from asking him. I said, hallelujah is right. At least it'll ease the pain a little bit. Did they buy it? They did not. Someone else comes. Did they buy it? They did not. But a few weeks ago, we had this couple come by, and they loved the house, but they decided on another one down the street. That's fine. Still had a showing. But we were out in Carroll County looking at some homes. It's 2:30 in the afternoon. And our agent calls and says, we got a showing. And we need the house ready and everything out in 50 minutes. They'll be at your house at 3:20. I'm a police. You think we ain't going to get there in 50 minutes? That ain't no problem. I'll explain it later. But, son, I hit the gas and we was headed to the house. This young couple comes in and they saw the house. They walk through the house. I got to admit to you, I got cameras. Everybody got a camera system at their house? You know, most of us do. Ring, doorbell, something. I heard them walk in and say, wow, these folks love their family. Oh, look at this picture over here. Oh, would you just take a look at that? I wept. Because honestly, before God, did I care who bought it? No, not as we get the long we get the money. But my heart was set on, I want the Lord to send somebody by our house to buy it, purchase it, that will love it the way we have. And have not just a house, but have a home. And we got a phone call the next day, and they said, this couple wants to put an offer in on your house. They sent an offer for the asking price that we have it now. I know this I'm just kind of letting it all out there, but I'm trying to get to a point. I said, what? She said, they're going to make an offer for what you're asking. They didn't even ask for you to come down at all. That's another one of them hallelujah moments. Y'all missing this now. And I said, well, praise your holy name, Lord. I thought, well, we done been through this one time, though. They said, no, they love it. Put a contract on it. And we come to realize pretty quick that we fixing to be homeless. Because they said, we've already got a closing date of July the 17th. That's quick. That's coming right around the corner. I told Terry, I said, honey, we got to find somewhere to live. honest before the Lord. When you're looking for a home, you're on Zillow and Realtor.com and everything. And I came across this house. And it was as if though the Lord said, thank you for going a little farther, because this is the one I have for you. Terry and I jumped in the car. We called the agent. We were running out there to the house. We walked in. And I promise you that the Lord was there when I got there. We opened up the door and we walked in, and tears were running down my face. I went and hid from everybody because I was about to have one of them spells. You know what I'm saying. And I walked into the kitchen and I looked up and I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. Only God could orchestrate something like this. I made an offer. He came back days later, and I'm thinking, oh my, he's not going to take the offer. Bless his heart, they live in California, and he was in the hospital. He accepted the offer and said, remember when we're closing on this house, July 17th? He said, can we close on July the 17th? Hey, I'm telling you, only God can orchestrate things like this, folks. There was nothing I could do. I had tried everything that I could do. But the Lord kept saying, I just need you to go just a little bit farther. Just a little bit farther. We thought it was done. We didn't think they were going to call us back. When they called back, Terry called. I was at work. She said, you need to call me. I thought, uh-oh. They've canceled on us. They backed out on us, or what? I said, I'm honest. What's wrong? Crickets. She said, I promise you, I got in the car and headed home. And she said, and I said, Lord, you're in charge and you're in control. I'm going to be a little transparent. She said, I know I have not always been what you would have me to be, but you have always been there for me. Would you please send us the people you would have to love our house the way we have? And the phone rang. Y'all ain't getting this or something. I just don't know. Y'all don't believe it. Hey, the phone rings while she's driving down the road in her car, pouring her heart out to God, and said, we got a deal. The closing is July the 17th for both homes. I'd run by myself if nobody won't run with me. You know why, though? Because God said, I shall supply all your need. Have I always been what God would have me to be? I can't promise you that. But he's always been there for me. Is there anything that you need God to do for you? Maybe bring it to him. Maybe we have not because we ask not. Maybe we have needs that he wants to supply, but we won't ask. We need a pastor. Is he not able? Brother Seymour, if he's not able, you can go ahead and take me off the search committee. But I believe he's able. And I believe he's telling this church, hey, just hang in there with me. I just need you to go a little farther. I would have never found the house God had for me without God's help. We would have been living somewhere probably where we didn't have no business being, because I'd have got scared and said, we moving in here. But God.
Are you willing to go a little farther? Brother Randy, would you play that song for me this morning? I heard this, and you've heard it, and we've heard it over and over, but the Lord spoke to my heart, and I just want you to listen. If you want to come and pray, would you bow your heads with me this morning? If you've got a need, would you please bring your need to the Lord? Hey, maybe you don't see the Lord, but I'm hoping that you can hear Him this morning. Maybe you can hear Him calling out your name. Bring it to Him. Listen.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me.
Amen.
All my days I've been held in your hand.
Yes.
From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Yeah, boy, hasn't he been.
And all my life you have been so, so good.
Yes.
With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Yes.
I love your voice.
Drop your cloak like Bartimaeus.
You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other.
Yes.
I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness. So all my life you have been faithful.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes, you have. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
All my life, He has been faithful. His goodness is running after me. Thank you for being here this morning. Thank you for your attention. And thank you for allowing me the liberty just to praise God this morning for what He's done for us over the past weeks and months and years. And I know God has something great in store. And we just want to try our best just to go a little farther. And you pray. Pray for the church. Pray for those that are unable to be here today because of sickness. And pray that the Lord would lead us to a pastor and lead a pastor here. We need God's man in this place for this time. Amen. If you'll shake hands with somebody and tell them it's good to see them in the house of the Lord today, 5 o'clock this evening, don't forget your bulletin. Catch the announcements there. I love you, and thank you for the opportunity this morning. God bless you.